We are back. You are listening to Davin's and final portion of the show. We're hanging out with David Harris. Of course, Joe is with me. Pip is out. We're going to do a little scam bustering. I explained scam busters to Dave in the first portion of the show and dealing with Ann Jackson, and as you might imagine, not very sympathetic to Miss Jackson at all.
Ann Jackson is a horse's patoot.
Wasn't the word
language.
Sorry, Joe,
to keep it clean.
Joe, I want you to pick the categories and explain to Dave what this is.
All right. First category, we're only with three tonight, is called Mr. Davin. Our friend Ann Jackson always has a habit of going, Mr. Davin. So what we do is we count the amount of times that she will say, Mr. Davin.
Do we drink when she's...
We could. We've talked about it being a drinking game.
Yes. So let's ask you how many...
You guys have to drive. I don't care. We can.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing it. You're home.
We will ask you, how many times do you think she will say Mr. Davin?
All right, so I have no frame of reference.
Because you don't support your friend's show.
No, I don't. I'm a terrible friend. You know, watch my movies go... FCC.
No, you could curse now.
Oh, yeah, we're back on the internet? Oh, yes. I can say fuck? Awesome.
You just did.
Oh.
She's writing an email to me.
Give me a ballpark of where she
varies.
Usually falls.
It could be one or it could be...
I'll be a guide. I'm going to go with five, Mr. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the categories, and I will put you down what I feel that she might say, and then...
She's going as low as zero and as high as 18.
I'm going to say five, Mr. Davins. Tom and Joe's girl, you could chime in whenever you're ready.
I'll go play Price is Right rules and say six.
All right, six. Okay, I'm still waiting on Tom.
Don't worry about it. Go on with the show. They'll catch up.
I understand that. The next one is fucking mafia. Now, that term is when she gets upset, she will talk about the scammers and go, fucking mafias.
Just like some weird Tourette's thing against Italians.
Essentially,
or Russians.
Yes. So on fucking mafias, my personal choice will be the number four.
Four. The number four.
Four.
Dave?
I'm going to say, based on the conversations that we've had here, I bet you Davin's going to get a little exasperated when we talk. I'm going to say seven.
Seven.
Seven,
seven
fucking mafias.
Seven.
And Joe, the final one, please.
Okay, the final one would be idiot Melvin Santos.
I was telling Dave about Melvin Santos. You went secretary to you.
Yeah. How dare you say that about Melvin Santos, the UN secretary?
Dr. Yes. Melvin Santos.
Dr. Melvin Santos. The esteemed Dr. Melvin Santos.
In Rami Conversation, she has a habit of using these as their titles, like something you might put on a business card. And, the idiot Melvin. Melvin Santos. So I will go with three idiot Melvin Santos.
What do you got?
I think in her un-American shaming of our fine UN secretary, I think she'll say it twice.
Twice.
Two idiot Melvin Santos.
Okay. And what we got from the Den Pen is... Tommy is going with no idiot Melvin Santoses. He is going with one fucking mafia. He is going with two Mr. Davins. Joe's girl is going with one.
Shouldn't you just say my girl?
My girl is going with...
Joe's got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Joe's girl.
Joe's girl.
Joe's girl is going with one
talking
idiot.
About.
We know she's going with an idiot. You're right here.
All right.
See, he thought it was funny. It doesn't work when somebody else thinks it's funny.
I understand that. All right. Everybody's in. Pot's right. And we play.
She's had one idiot, Melvin Santos?
Yes.
Okay. Let's play a little bit of the theme. Not very much of it. Because time is long and it's a 4.5 minute theme. Barely hear it. It's fine. They can hear it. And that's all we're going to do with that. All right. Now, where we last left off, Joe, Dave, she was telling us her origin story. Remember, Joe?
Right.
She was telling us how a business deal went wrong, how she originally got scammed.
Her doctor father got shot in an alley.
Nobody got shot. Well, no, that's not true. Jimmy Jones got shot.
Yes.
They murdered him.
And that's how it all started.
Yes. So here we go. Mr. Davin!
That's one.
I have no time for this anymore. This is all I see through. I just want to tell you that I am not a scammer, but the real victim. I am the one who sees through the truth. Unfortunately, people do not know me well, and I do not like to create rumors. Now I should. She was accused by the anti-scam community of being a scammer herself. I told you that's where I was called.
Okay.
If you want to help the victims, you had better collect the info and send it all to the government with logical ideologies and theories.
Logical ideologies and theory.
Sure.
This is the kind of manifesto that somebody writes right before they go in a school shooting.
You should know. I never want to hurt people because I got deep hurt from the scam and insult from my company. Now it's time for Damn It All Red. Sometimes she changed the font color.
Yes, and when she gets upset and wants to emphasize something, it's in red, and we call it Damn It All Red. When you go, Damn It All! Damn It All Red.
Your U.S. soldiers, so-called James H. Miller and Parker D. Green, did hurt me a lot. Even his fucking idiot daughter. I do not believe in her anymore. I did warn her about this.
She's not real.
Or as you would say, God. She also destroys me. I have no way out. The most reasons are Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and so-called idiot UN Secretary Melvin Santos.
Yes! Now that will count.
Well,
it's idiot Melvin Santa. Idiot Melvin Santa.
Well, no, she put a lot of words in between there, Joe.
So how did the judge rules on this? Is it
no, I don't think it counts. Because so-called
you're just being a dick.
No, but so-called is a whole other category. but Joe, so-called is a whole different thing.
I'm going to go with the judges. It really needs to be just idiot Melvin Santos.
Yeah.
It can't be so-called. That's an extra
term. Yeah, she's not. Other people call him idiot, you and Melvin Santos, not her.
When I'm hanging out with Melvin Santos, I sometimes call him an idiot.
That goes without saying. And so-called UN Secretary Melvin Santos, do not take any responsibility for what they did to me. And this is why I want to expose the truth. Your soldiers get killed in the war zones during the peace missions. It is the main reason from Bin Laden, who attacked World Trade Center in New York. You killed one Bin Laden and the war is over? Never-ending war! Because there are many going extremely Islamist who are still working on it by using network during terror activities. And again, she's campaigning to run for Trump's VP.
But only the funny thing about her is, Dave, is that she'll have these crazy rantings and then nail policy on the head. And then go back into insanity. So
are we talking about Trump or Jackson?
Jackson.
You see that a lot with schizophrenics.
Trump or Jackson?
But she'll go into world policy and, like, hit so many things on the head. Yeah, and him and I both are from different spectrums, and we'll both go, she's pretty much got that right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We'll both agree on it. And then she'll go back into, like, crazy ramblings again.
You get a lot of schizophrenics who are hyper-intelligent and can get hyper-focused on a specific subject, but then they're still batshit crazy.
And that's what I think she is.
Yeah.
Now to ball-busting blue. That's the color. Mm. UN has no function at all. We can see the truth. China and Russia blocked out the Libya issue. Chemistry weapons. Who's using boron? I think she meant chemical, but okay.
Chemistry weapons. Who left the Bunsen burner by the village?
You do not know elements.
Yeah.
Someone took my Erlenmeyer flask. Yeah.
See, this is highbrow radio we're doing.
That's right. That's right.
The war will happen, and this future war will totally destroy USA soon. The terrorists will recall their whole brotherhoods by using their god Allah. This is why Putin said everyone want to get blessings by their own god. Who knows what Putin will do next? I think him and Trump are going on a date. I think that's the next thing.
Take a ride on the horse.
Yeah. I saw a meme. Stupid Trump riding behind. His arms around Putin's bare back. Yeah.
That's fun.
Then they're in a pottery studio making a bowl together.
That's good.
Oh, hello. You complete me, comrade. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I know a lot of Putins. They're wonderful people, and most of them agree with me. Are they going to build a pottery wall? That would be
great.
Nice.
Going to be great.
Mr. Davin.
That's dose.
China is going to the world economy market. Apparently, there's a fleet. I don't know.
They've been in the world economy market for 20 years or 25 years. I'm fucking it up beyond belief.
Who will dominate the economy in the world? China? India? There is no longer USA. Again, Trump, we don't win at anything.
But again, policy, which is kind of almost with truth to what we manufacture.
Then she talks about Alibaba, which is a big internet company. But they sell stuff. That's what Alibaba does, right, overseas? It's like Amazon?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was a kebab place over on Northern Boulevard.
It's the guy who the CIA is tailing right now. Yeah. So she quotes this article from Reuters. If it's able to transport that kind of power to outside China, it has the potential to become a true global e-commerce powerhouse, says Roger Entner, lead analyst and founder of Recon Analytics. Everybody thought Amazon could do it, but now we have to rethink Amazon in the light of being the most successful company in the field in the U.S., but not in the world. Alibaba did not give any hints in its IPO prospectus about potential plans for the U.S. e-commerce market. Really hasn't made a dent here, Alibaba. I don't think they're doing anything here.
The fact that we're taking anything that this woman is saying seriously,
well, she's copying it. Other people are saying. Analyst says it will unlikely Alibaba would adopt the model favored by Amazon, which sells goods directly to consumers using a sprawling network of warehouses. So she sends that to me. And then she says, Mr. Davin!
That is three.
If you want to help me, send them all to the Pentagons, and you will know the truth.
I actually
do have a relationship with somebody at the Pentagon who I work with, but I don't, not the only one.
Yeah. Maybe she thinks all those individual buildings,
yeah, sure,
you're going to run to one from the other, go right through the whole fucking building.
Send it. I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
I want them all to get arrested for what they did to the victims. Thanks. I have no more time for this anymore because I need to work hard. Even I am sick. Thank you so much for sharing the truth to people, to help me. Please send them all to your government. Okay. I hope you can get the good results. And now this is an email that she forwarded to me that she sent to somebody else. I believe the man's name is Criminal Melvin Santos.
Ah, hell.
I don't think we've had Criminal Melvin Santos before, Joe.
Yeah, really.
She mixes it up. But yeah, that's what you love about her.
Yeah, I know. She throws you up the
You denied you were a criminal, but the truth is that you are a criminal from the UN, because you abuse UN, too. The stupid things you do is to use criminals as well as mafias, like Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James H. Miller, and Parker D. Green.
There's the gang. Gang's all here.
Not everybody, but a lot. I did tell you that I do not want to cooperate with James H. Miller, because he is, Joe,
a fucking asshole.
You nailed it.
He is,
he's a fucking asshole. She's sending this to the UN secretary, by the way.
She sent this to my friend, Melvin Santos. Oh.
When I see through his fucking personality, who uses me? You will feel regret for what you have done to me. This is not threats, but the truth. You are
a fucking liar.
Close, fucking idiot.
Ah.
From UN, and you are shameful. I do hate this person in my life, because he never returns the money to me at all. Even that fucking Parker D. Green.
Because they're scammers, stupid.
Shame on you.
God.
The issues. Where are my funds? Because you were good at lying. I want to know the truth.
Holy, you were good at yours. She said you were good at lying.
No, she's writing to Melvin.
Oh, okay.
So now, just those other names that she rattled off, those are the names of other scammers that have taken money from her?
Well, we don't know. It could all be the same scammer, but there are other characters in her story.
Yeah, there are characters in the story.
Miller, that... James H. Miller is in the Army, who she may or may not have had a romantic thing with. Parker D. Green is a Marine, whose daughter Jennifer Green is, she's very close with it, unless she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, or gets hit by a truck.
Yeah, that's who else. Brown Cotton is the FBI man I was telling about. The issues, where am I? All right, so... I want to know the truth. You are a fucking liar. How ironic it is. It takes 4 months to do the investigation about my funds. The funds were moved to many places, from UK, Scotland to Australia, and now in Malaysia. Shame on you. Criminal Melvin Santos.
Ah, she's...
She screwed up the whole game.
Work with this lady.
The biggest lies. The funds will never hit my account, but you are a fucking big liar. Why?
I'm a scammer, you asshole.
That voice never popped into her head, Joe. So sadly,
should.
We're here.
How dare it she should. Say these things about my friend, Criminal Melvin Santos?
But sadly, we're here. If it did, we never would be here.
It's true. You are doing money laundering, and you want my money, too. It is obvious to see the truth. You know I am in Japan, but you never send fucking funds to me at all. Paul, victim P lost $90,000. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of bread. And she never gets money back because it is never-ending payment. You lied to her, too. You asked her. Number one, opening non-residential bank account. She paid. So now she's laying out how they got this victim. Mm.
Okay. I know you explained this to me earlier on in the program. This woman that wrote this letter has managed to convince other people to give over their money.
Well, to put them in contact with
scammers.
With scammers.
The scammers. And there are other people who take this woman at her word.
And she claims she's an expert. And these people follow her because they feel that she's an expert.
I'm in the wrong business. I should be one of the people that Davin's trying to bust. Holy Jesus.
Well, we've often said on this show I'd be an excellent scammer at this point.
What? I'm amazed that there are... A, that there's this woman, and there's people that listen to this fucking woman.
Because what happens is these people are trying to find vindication, and they'll take vindication anywhere they can get it. And they will overlook facts. And this woman is a highly intelligent woman. You've seen her, you know, her comments on policy and so. But she refuses to face the facts.
That she's batshit crazy?
No, that she's been scammed. And for her to feel scammed, she has lost any hope of being vindicated. And then she gets people to follow her. And I feel
those people, as Joe said, are looking for vindication. They're chasing their dollars that they already lost.
They're chasing it. And it's a shame because they're not seeing the light. She'll admit in a certain paragraph that they're scammers. The next paragraph, they're liars, they're incompetent, you know, where she acknowledges it for a paragraph and then goes back out thinking that they're actual people again. So it's kind of a schizophrenia, but I think not in a delusional sense, but in a...
Oh, she's delusional.
But delusional that she's trying to reinforce that she will get the money and that she, you know, this is not all in vain.
This is like going on a bad poker tilt. When you've lost that one big hand and you're panicking...
I'll get it back. I'll get it back. And you made a great analogy, Dave. That's exactly what this is.
Now, but just add in to this an emotional investment, too. Because a lot of these are victims of romance scams initially. So they think they're actually talking to this person is a real soldier. So add in the chase for getting the money back and the emotional investment you've had. It's really sickening. Yeah. So we continue. So number one was opening non-residential bank account, which he paid. Number two, paying for the fees for the funds transfer. Number three, also she needs affidavit. She paid over $90,000 and she never gets money because she had trouble with funds transfer. And your fucking idiot men, Brown, Cotton, and Eric Bohr, asked her to pay for the fees to Ghana. This is your conspiracy because you choked the money.
Yeah, you're fucking idiot men. She's bad. She doesn't, you know. No, and she...
Ghana!
Right, and instead of acknowledging...
Wait, are you saying we don't have FBI agents in Ghana?
No! We don't!
And then she's labeling all these extra funds and all this rigmarole to incompetence. They're scammers. It's not incompetence. They're scamming her.
Yeah, the scam is working perfectly. There's an abundance of competence.
Right. She'll have an infrequent moment of clarity, but for the most part, she's just not coming to terms with this.
The other victims. Victim C paid for the fees $1,000, and now you were asking her to pay for another fees. Victim A paid the fees $2,500. Then you asked her to pay for the fees of $5,500. This is fucking lies. So she is getting... Remember I told you she's leading people to them? These are actual... The scammers love Ann Jackson because Ann is like a direct line to other people.
She's the Pied Piper of stupidity.
I don't want to call these people stupid.
It's like I said earlier in the show. She's the bottom bitch to these pimps.
Mm. How eloquent.
Just bring in new customers.
Old bottom bitch. You asked the victims to pay for the fees. For what? To feed these fucking criminals, Brown, Cotton, and Eric Bohr. Of course, that fucking David Moore from Ghana, another FBI guy. We know this. David Moore, yeah. It is never-ending payments. The victims reported their criminals.
She's paying the FBI?
Yes.
Oh, no.
He's very entertained.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Well, it is. Maybe you should have fucking canned our ass, stupid. Maybe the station would still be around if you would have fucking stuck by your pals.
All right, yeah, all right.
This is the best fucking thing going.
Maybe if Levy was convinced we would, instead of addressing everybody every 10 seconds. I thought we had this all hashed out. I'm sorry.
Joe.
Sorry, he's in our clubhouse. No, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Look, Gabagool just didn't like you, okay?
Who?
Exactly.
Exactly. Gabagool didn't like us.
Oh, is that one of the people in the chat?
One of those guys out there.
Whatever the fuck his name was. Oh,
but that was the whole... Well, why are we getting into this?
Cool. I just like to bust Dave's balls over.
Oh, we love him. Love Heather, yeah.
It is never-ending payments. The victims reported their criminal's cases to so-called authorities. What did you do to the victims? How much money did I pay? I can show up all of the truth and the receipts because I do collect them. And then this is me writing to her now. I ask, who is victim B? I ask her, did you put victim C and A in contact with Brown, or did they find Brown on their own? But it would seem like she sent them to Brown, but I'm asking. So-called criminal Melvin Santos. Joe, is that on there?
No.
No.
You are a real scammer. You never help the victims, but you scam them a lot. The funds route for these three victims. Victims Peace Funds is also being held. You used that idiot bank lawyer called Morris Maribe to deal with her case. This is another character. Mm. It could all be the same guy sitting in a hut for all we know. but they just keep on passing her around to all these characters. It's a never-ending paper trail for her. She never gets funds, and they blocked out all of you for the reasons. It is advanced fee fraud. No one believes in it. Ghana, Malaysia, to where? Now, briefly to damn it all red, no one gets money back. Back to plaque.
Can you imagine the scammer who's actually got their meat hooks sunk into this woman?
Oh, this is a good day at the office.
And he is just riding high. He's walking around. He's actually lighting cigars with the hundreds that she's
but
sending
out. They do put up with a lot of abuse from her, though.
Yeah.
She says some terrible things.
Well, the terrible
things. Say whatever the hell she wants as long as she keeps sending those checks.
I mean, look, if
Brown Cotton's got bills to pay.
I mean, if I crashed your car and you call me a fucking asshole, I guess I am.
I don't think they look at it like that. To them, it just works. Yeah. About my cases. I sent money to the scammers in Malaysia, but you lie to me again and again. Brown Cotton told me he sent money to me from UK. What did he do to me? UK, Barclay, PLC, Malaysia, Maybank, RHB Bank in Hong Kong, and never hits to my bank account. Because they're making shit up.
And she's so exasperated, she doesn't understand.
Because she thinks it's incompetence.
Yes.
She doesn't think that they're scammers. Oh, they're incompetent.
God. They're incompetent.
Or corrupt.
So I'll give them more money.
Yes.
If you have somebody that's a complete clown and screwing things up, what do you give them more money?
That's what we're hoping for. The right deal, Joe. The right deal.
It's been the secret of my success.
Yes. We call that booking our weekends.
That's true. We could all agree on that.
Where is the funds? According to your men, Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton scam scheme, you are a
fucking idiot.
Fucking liar?
Dave, a fucking liar.
There we go.
Nice. The biggest lies. The funds from Paribas Bank in Paris, Yorkshire Bank PLC, using idiot bank lawyer called Morris Maribe. The bank in Australia. And then the fucking liar Jennifer Green lies to me. She wanted to clear the funds without bringing any money. And she asked me to pay for the fees for her because her dad is going to die due to the attack from the terrorists. That's a lot of shit they're laying at this poor woman here. How much did I pay for the stupid funds? The real lies from Miller and Green family. This fucking James Miller stole the gold bars from the Taliban and he wanted to sell them. That's another common scheme.
Did this woman ever have any children?
I don't think so.
And
does
she have a neighbor that can
hug
her?
I don't think she's getting hugged.
A cat?
I think her funds are getting choked. Brown cuff?
Something.
No. Well, that's what happened. A lot of the victims are isolated people. You know, they don't, you know, their loved ones have died or moved on or what, you know. They're alone. They're lonely. That's how they find people through the internet. That's
how she found Melvin Santos.
It is how she, or Melvin Santos found her. Brown Cotton sent the message to Green that Miller wanted to sell the gold bars. This is why I tried to help Green, because he helped me with the funds. They lied to me again and again. Miller said he would return the money to me, but never. The irony. Always like when she uses irony.
Yeah, the irony. The irony.
The
irony
that you're
that
just getting
a scammer
ripped
won't
off.
Give me my money back.
The irony. You use Miller and Green. You use Brown Cotton, the idiot FBI man.
It's Melvin Green, the idiot FBI man.
No, it's Brown Cotton. Brown Cotton.
Brown Cotton, the idiot FBI man.
All right, we're not making a 50s show about him, Joe. Well, You use the idiot Interpol called Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois. And they are hiding and running away without taking any responsibility after taking the money from the victims. And they cheated on them, saying they can bring the money back. They never explain the truth. The victims have to pay lots of money, and they cannot make sure if they can really bring their money back. You are fucking liars. Return the money to the victims, because it is lies.
Thank you, folks. Good night.
Drops the mic.
So, Mr. Davin.
Ah, that will be four.
Send this to the Pentagon. This is fucking lies from Brown Cotton. He said my funds will be transferred. The only thing is that I must pay for the fees. He scammed me a lot.
Stop. This is what I was saying. She goes through this whole thing to her cop. She scams me a lot. We'll stop right there. Now we'll go on another paragraph. She'll be ranting and raving that they're all incompetent again.
He told me that victim P only needs to pay for 2,000 U.S. fees. But the truth is not. He told me that the funds would be transferred, and he asked me to pay, and he said I paid enough money. I never got any money back at all, because they're scammers.
Yeah.
This is the lies from so-called brown cotton from IC3. I must expose the truth, and then I will read this conversation, because it was always very entertaining. This is between Brown Cotton and Anne,
mm-hmm.
and it's dated September 13th, 2013. I think this is Brown Cotton to her. You are working a good job. We need your details. Anne goes, what detail? Victim P? She's a big victim. This is Brown going, Interpol will contact her. Anne goes, that one is a big group. Ghana, USA. Brown Cotton from the FBI goes, yes, I see it. Anne goes, I told her to contact Interpol and FBI. She told me yes. I will tell her today again. They trust me. So here we see it. Brown Cotton is grooming her to send the victims. Mm-hmm.
How does anyone listen to this woman?
Well, because she didn't always babble like this. I think she had a mental break.
But she babbles like this now.
Well, yeah, but they already lost their money. That's why they called me in to solve this.
Okay, so this is all. These are all tales of things that happened months ago.
Some of the, a couple of years ago, a year, a couple months. You know, so no, it's not going on anymore. I don't think.
Okay, that's my question.
No, I think our work here has done enough. Where we tell people to stay away, and I still get questions from people about her, and I say, oh, you should stay away. Don't you? And I go, don't you listen to my show? Because if you listen to the show, you wouldn't be asking me these questions. You would know to stay away. But I've tried to help Anne, and I've tried to help these victims, and I try to help people that would be victims. But I was unaware of this person when they were all running to her with their trust and money. Let's see. They trust me. Brown goes, Interpol already got her complaint through your site. So apparently there's something through a website, probably her YouTube page. Brown goes, she will not pay more than $2,000 for all the whole arrest and funds. Anne goes, I'm not sure if she will pay. Can you arrest the criminals? This is so-called legal process. Brown, very confident, says yes. Anne goes, I will tell her. What do you want me to tell her? Interpol and arrest and refunds? Brown goes, yes. Interpol already contacted her. Anne goes, okay, I will tell her. She is suffering, I think so. Brown goes, because of Dr. Melvin's order, Interpol is acting very fast. See, they're all working together. Yeah. Anne goes, I cannot
believe. They're all one guy.
Yeah, that's...
They could be. We don't know.
Here's the tech geek in me coming out. I'm assuming those are chat logs?
Yeah, like Messenger, like Yahoo.
Yeah. Does she think to give you headers with IP addresses?
The problem is she considers herself an expert. She does. There's no getting now. Yeah. Which is the hardest part because you know she has that hubris about her.
Yeah.
Anne goes, I cannot believe this. My videos really help people. I should post all these criminals. She puts out YouTube videos. There's some good information.
Oh, does she? Yeah. Oh, I do. What's her YouTube page?
No. No.
You're going to make me find this on my own? Prick.
Fine. I'm not helping with that. I'm not going to help you be despicable.
Something she's contacted by no. Brock Landers of the FBI.
Don't be the part of the problem. I will discourage people to view your smut.
Be contacted by my partner, Chest Rockwell.
My videos really help people. I should post all these criminals. That is the best way to educate them. That is the truth. Brown Cotton goes, yes. How much did victim P pay? Interpol are contacting her. Anne says, $33,850. Brown goes, this is a huge case file. You can just see him fucking rubbing his hands evilly. Curling his handlebar mustache. This isn't going to be well at all. Brown goes, did you give her Interpol contact? Anne goes, no. Brown goes, so she can know when they send email to her. Hey, you want to get right on that. Brown Cotton goes, why? Where is victim C? Anne goes, near Malaysia. She contacted victim P. She is a nice woman. Then she copies this. Hello, Anne. Actually, victim C phoned me the other night. I explained to her what is happening. They need a certificate from Ghana to Malaysia to show that it was not money laundering. Because paper will prove that. Their certificate cost $25,000. Morris,
of course it does.
Morris, who's the lawyer we know about.
He's also a cat.
Morris is helping me with $5,000 and also the banker $5,000. What is left is $15,000. But my sister is the one I was helping me financially, but she has stopped now. So these scammers say, oh, no, we'll pony up some money. And they're still getting a shitload of money. It's very brilliant on their part.
Oh, well, we have to help her pay the bills.
Morris, time for a check.
Oh, doesn't she know they're scammers? Ooh, fish with chicken.
1981 radio thinks you're hilarious.
That's an actual conversation that occurred in this woman's head.
Stupid Morris the Cat.
Morris the Cat is one of her voices.
So-called Morris the Cat.
Fucking liar, Morris the Cat.
Mr. Morris.
This is terrible. What is left is $15,000, but my sister is the one that was helping me financially, but she has stopped now. So I will know tomorrow if she changed her mind. I will be talking with the Ghana banker on Monday. I am so drained with the whole process. I am just ready to give up. I have already gave $40,000 to get the Malaysian clearance, and it's done. All is left to do is pray. So, yeah, I mean, you could, they're just breaking these people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. I mean, we joke about we joke about it, but these are really lives that are ruined.
I've developed a certain degree of sympathy for this woman because she's obviously out of her mind.
You will. When we first started this, Dave, there was a whole thing where she was in with them. A lot of back and forth in our chat that she was. As we progressed, and I was pretty much on the fence, but as we've progressed, you know, and seeing you do feel very bad for her.
I still have a hard time grasping the notion that she has, in that state of mind, groomed others to be scammed.
But remember, you're talking about people that aren't thinking in their right mind. You're talking about people that are desperate. It's when you have somebody's defenses completely broken down because they've already been scammed, it's pretty easy to manipulate them to think that they're going to get their money eventually. It's easy pick. It's low-hanging fruit.
It speaks to a weakness in human character.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's see. So I told her to contact the Interpol. Brown says, and she played with Interpol. I don't know what that means.
Played with Interpol.
Anne goes, no.
Play with my Interpol. Oh.
No. Victim P told Victim C she will help C when her funds come to her account. Brown goes, okay. Anne goes, this is why C is waiting. P is a good woman. They contact each other and send mails to me. And then I guess the conversation jumps. Anne goes, do not tell me to pay. No money. I am in dead situation. Brown goes, they have asked them to only take 5% of the total funds only and not 10% anymore. Anne goes, forget it. Lie to me. I never get money back. Brown goes, not you. Anne goes, fuck off. Brown goes, you paid almost all your fees, right? Why are you insulting me? What have I said to make you insult me? And that's that's where we'll end it tonight.
And there you go. Right. Okay, basically.
Tune in next week for the exciting conclusion of Anne is a dumbass.
Yes.
No.
And basically what we had on the tallies, basically we had Mr. Davins, fucking mafia's idiot Melvin Santos. Only thing that came in was Mr. Davins, which was at 4. I had 5, Dave had 6, Joe's girl had 5, Tom had 2, so I guess on the averages.
We're going to play averages or Price is Right Rules?
Price is Right Rules.
No, it's like who's ever closest.
Yeah. And
you can go over.
That would be Joe and Joe's girl.
Oh, she always does well with that.
Yes.
Well, what'd you think of that, your first induction into this?
I'm fascinated by people who are... Who are mentally broken.
Leave Joe out of this. He's right here.
And I'm also fascinated with people who have the moral flexibility to take advantage of people who are mentally broken. So this is a special
type of scumbag.
Yeah,
exactly. Because so, you know you're destroying these people.
Yeah.
And they don't care. I mean, the people have killed themselves over this.
Yeah.
And the scammers don't care.
Yeah.
You're not trying to sell them aluminum siding, and then fuck them that way. I mean, you're really destroying their lives.
And here's the caveat. This is really what the internet has done. The internet has allowed us to become such sociopaths.
I agree with that.
Because now you have people from two different walks of life. You have this woman who's obviously very much alone, very obviously in need of some kind of human contact. So her life is not great. Then you go to the complete opposite side of the planet, and you've got some dude in a fucking sweatshop in Nigeria whose life is probably also not very great.
Well, not with this money coming in.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You know, at what point does your own the need to better your own situation override your morality?
It really doesn't with these people. I mean, we've done it on the show because I had this long romance with a romance scammer and everything, and I hooked up her fellow scammer with Joe.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, she cut Joe off, and I told them, I said, well, Joe killed himself. And they were like, okay. They didn't care. Like, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. So now this begs the question. This kind of goes back to what we were talking about before with culture. How desolate is the culture in Nigeria? Because that's where the bulk of the...
I think you got about 33% unemployment in a lot of these countries.
Yeah. So you have a pretty bleak national outlook in terms of employment, in terms of achieving a better life. So at what point does it become nothing to you to ruin the life of somebody half a world away?
This is just their business. This is
it's
their
just
job.
Their business.
This is what they do. They train them young. We do feel
it's like they're not real.
We do
on either side.
We feel that I reached one romance scammer who I had a long relationship with. Not that she didn't want my money. I mean, she always did, but that she did feel somewhat for me. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
And then her husband had to take over and knock it off. Stupid. I'll handle the account.
basically, from the what we were seeing is that there was starting to be a connection here, and I think that she got off track writing him, and he's coming around to see what's making money and going. You've been right. How much have you gotten from him? Nothing. Nothing.
And this is
give
after months.
Damn laptop.
Months and hours every day.
And you know that he said, "What? No, give me that damn laptop." Everything changed. He wants money now. We're going
and
to hell,
I video chatted with the real girl a couple times, which they never do. They went all in on me because they thought, you'll appreciate this, I was a porn writer. I had them writing porn scripts for me.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you still have some of those?
Yeah, if you would listen to the shows, they're there.
They're on our iHeart. Davin's Den Scams the Scammers on iHeart.
Yeah, the little clips are on there, but the full episodes. Yes. Again, you said, no, we don't want you. But but yeah, I mean, it went on for a long time. Was a big part of
our
show.
I want to go on the record. I'm not rubbing it in. He is. All right?
I'm not rubbing it in. Just funny.
We had a lovely chat at the conference.
Yes, we did.
If I was upset about it, I wouldn't bring it up, and he wouldn't be here. Right, I don't give a shit. It's just funny to do. It's like, oh, I didn't know this. Well, we were on your air briefly.
If it makes you feel any better, I didn't listen to Bob back then either.
What?
I said, if it makes you feel better, I didn't listen to
you
Bob
were in
back then.
Chat room because he was breaking shit.
Oh yeah, this is when I was in your chat room too.
We weren't breaking shit. We got it.
Everybody broke shit.
The video aspect was frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm glad we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. All of my new elements are going to be pre-taped.
I'm
not doing anything live anymore.
So this is one of the things we're doing now. So you could, the insanity, and the people like it.
Yeah.
So, and we actually do educate folks with that. But this has been fun. Joe, let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
Okay.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course.
Call Ann Jackson.
You ruined the read. Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Stay away from Ann Jackson. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately.
If you can't reach him, call Brown Cotton at the FBI.
Email Russ at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico @yahoo.com. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Looking for a great night out? Portobello. That's where you go. It's Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and that Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the all-popular comedy night throughout the year, which is produced by our pal, Side Spreading Productions owner, Davin. This January 22nd, from Mall Cop 2 and the new HBO series Vinyl, our pal Chris Monty will be there. It's going to be a spectacular show. Don't miss it. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. They're at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling them at 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. Make it a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Head chef, criminal Milton Santos will prepare your Italian dish the way you want it done.
I don't think it'd be real Italian if Melvin Santos.
Melvin Santos.
Probably cost me $90,000, too.
Yeah, right?
Side Splitting Productions for all your comedian entertainment needs. You need a DJ. You need a character. You probably don't need Santa Claus anymore. But if you do, go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or call us at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Are you still performing live?
I'm not performing live anymore, but you can see all of the films that I've produced, some of the films that I've starred in, at the website for the upcoming podcast I'm going to start at davidharrispodcast.com. Check them out. My short films of both of the, you know, comedic and of the pornographic variety.
I like when you mix them both together.
I like comedy and porno.
They're fucking
together,
funny.
Like peas and
cats. So easy. So funny. So stupid.
Stink.
Yeah, so go to David Harris Podcast for information about my podcast. Watch my fucking movies, and if you want to watch the fucking movies, you got to pay for those. So,
and Church of Satan,
and go visit the Church of Satan's website, churchofsatan.com, and pick up a copy of the Satanic Bible by Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey.
Joe, anything?
No, just family this weekend.
No, I'm sorry. I got nothing either. It's gonna be a fun little time, but. Go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Like us if you have not. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Fun show, Dave. Thank you again for hanging out with us. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah, thanks
so
much,
Dave.
Yeah,
no, guys, thanks for having me. This was fun.
No, it was great, man. Thanks for coming in.
Merry Christmas to all of you who are celebrating. We will see you guys next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.